So, dear friends, welcome. We've had another request for a guided meditation, which I'm happy to offer, even at the risk of course, perhaps inconveniencing some who are comfortable with their own flow of practice, but hopefully you will not find it too disturbing, and you will be able to nonetheless follow your own rhythm. But we'll try to keep it simple, leaving space for you to guide your own practice. As always, growing a comfortable sitting posture from the ground up, finding lightness and ease in the posture. Finding space in the belly, chest, shoulders, for the in-breath and out-breath, the rise of in-breath, expansion of chest and ribcage, the wave of the out-breath in reverse, shoulders, ribcage relaxing, belly releasing towards the spine. Relaxing muscles of the jaw and face, relaxing any part of the body not involved in maintaining an upright, relaxed posture. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath. Throughout its whole duration, beginning, middle, and end. Breathing out, aware of the out-breath, throughout its whole duration, beginning, middle, and end. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath, throughout its whole duration, the pause between in-breath and subsequent out-breath, just as it is, natural, without trying to change it in any way, and breathing out, aware of the out-breath, throughout its whole duration, beginning, middle, and end, and the pause between out-breath and subsequent in-breath, natural, just as it is, without trying to change the breath in any way, simply observing, relaxed, at ease, letting go of tension. And if it makes sense to you now, I invite you, guided by in-breath and out-breath, to gradually bring to the foreground of your experience of sensation in the body that of the subtle breath, the wind element, pushing, distension, vibration. Be it at the touching place on the upper lip or elsewhere in the body, perhaps palms of the hands, allowing that sensation to fulfill the mind resting in that awareness, letting go of distraction, thoughts of the past, the future, sounds and sensations from outside the body, cultivating continuity of awareness of the wind element in the body. And if it makes sense to do so, I invite you now to begin to scan your awareness through the body, bringing the experience of sensation of the wind element manifesting as pushing, expansion, vibration, moving through the body part by part at your own pace. Taking, for example, a touching pace, the triangle between upper lip and nostril, moving from there to the cheek, allowing your awareness to encompass the whole left cheek, the left side of the head, and so on, moving at your own pace, scanning the body, aware of wind element. At ease, cultivating continuity of attention, and letting go. And if your attention begins to wander, perhaps gently acknowledging where your attention has come to rest, and with an inner smile, guiding your awareness back to your chosen object. Recommencing to scan the body, perhaps, if necessary, returning to the in-breath and out-breath. And then continuing to scan the body, aware of wind element or the characteristic of your choice. And when you have completed scanning through your body, passing your awareness from part to part, neither too fast nor too slow, I invite you to expand your awareness to encompass the whole body, giving rise to continuity of attention to the experience of sensation of your chosen characteristic, perhaps the wind element, pushing, expansion, and then continuing at your own pace to scan through the body once again, part by part, taking as your object the next characteristic in your chosen order, be it the order of convenience, from pushing to hardness, roughness, heaviness. Characteristics of the earth. And then supporting characteristic of the wind. The light aspect of the earth. Softness, smoothness, lightness. Followed by the fire element as warmth and coolness, and finally the water element, cohesion and flow. You may also feel ready to follow the natural order. The six characteristics of earth, heavy and light aspects, followed by those of water, fire, and wind in turn. One by one, neither too fast nor too slow, making use of images and concepts that help you to come into contact with sensation of the characteristics in the body. Transcending those images, staying with direct experience. ignoring distractions, tireless in returning your awareness to the object, cultivating continuity of attention to the object, continuing to scan at your own pace, part by part. And in turn, expanding your awareness to encompass the experience of sensation in the whole body. Relaxed, at ease, aware, and letting go. And if you find your attention has wandered, gently releasing the distraction, placing once again sensation of the characteristics of the elements at the foreground of your experience. Making use of any image or impression that helps you to cultivate a vivid and detailed sense of the characteristics of your object. And then releasing also that image, maintaining awareness of direct experience. Continuing to scan the body, part by part, or expanding your awareness to take in the whole body. And if it makes sense to do so, you may wish to move to the next phase in your practice, passing more swiftly through the sequence of characteristics, perhaps following now the natural order. Finding a vivid sensation of your chosen characteristic, perhaps at the touching place, the area between upper lip and nostril, expanding from there to include the chin, jaw left and right, cheeks left and right, eyes, nose, brow, sides of the head left and right, crown of the head, back of the head, shoulders left and right, upper back, the left arm, upper arm, forearm, wrist and hand, the whole left arm, the right arm, upper, mid and lower, right hand, the whole right arm from fingertips to shoulder, upper chest, middle chest and belly, the sides of the torso, the upper, middle and lower back, pelvis, sitting bones, left hip, upper leg, knee, lower leg and foot, the whole left leg, the right hip, upper leg, knee, lower leg, the right foot, the whole right leg, right leg and left leg together, legs and torso, the upper body, arms, head and neck, the whole body from the crown of the head to the tips of the toes and the tips of the fingers. Scanning more swiftly through the body now. If it makes sense to do so, finding your own pace, moving from local awareness to whole body awareness, moving from characteristic to characteristic in your chosen order. Letting go of distraction. Or if it makes sense to do so, continuing at your own pace, your own sequence, neither too fast nor too slow. Maintaining continuity of awareness with direct experience and letting go of distractions.